In addition to finding a broker that you're comfortable with, there's something else that you can do. There's another option, and that's join a local investor group. It's a lot of fun, and it's very educational. Either I'm sure there's one in your local area, or if not, start one, because you're not the only one right now that's looking for a way to improve their financial position. Nobody likes to admit that they don't know something, but if you take the bull by the horn and you start the investment group, you'll find out that it's a lot of fun and it's a way for everybody to learn together. And the camaraderie is great, and the end result is usually a step further forward to achieving your financial plan. How do you find an investor group? Start asking your friends. I know several of my friends are involved in them, and many of them are open to additional members and would be happy to have you join the group. So start asking. Ask questions. Don't be afraid. Bury that fear. It's time to get out there and have fun. So joining an investor group, talking to a broker, these are all things that you can get started on immediately on your own, but by adding additional insight and education from those around you. And it's a lot of fun, as I said. But the paper securities section of your investment plan, it's very important for you to understand that that's part of your overall plan to be safe and secure and comfortable, not necessarily to be rich. Remember, investing in paper assets is you investing in somebody else's company. You're not in control of that company, so you are going to basically ride the market with that company. So you want to make sure that you properly evaluate, or you have someone else who's better qualified than you are to properly evaluate, so that you make sure that you do have a certain level of security in that investment.